about the best of life in Harrogate. This is the Your Harrogate Podcast.
Hello, my name is Pete Edgerton and welcome to another Your Harrogate Podcast. Now, before we get there, let me just tell you that with the Easter holidays approaching, we love to save you money. We've got our vouchers online, yourharrogate.co.uk. Fabulous half-price days out to such places as Eden Camp, or how about a half-price family ticket to Thorpe Perrow? That's nice. Or maybe some half-price food and drink at the Inn at South Stainley. Go on, take a look. There'll be a voucher for you, I guarantee it. yourharrogate.co.uk. Now, this coming Sunday, the 17th of March, St. Patrick's Day, but also a huge annual event that has grown since 2012, the Knaresborough Tractor Run.
The atmosphere, I think it's brilliant, raising so much money for charity, and yeah, great charity to support, great for the kids to see it, just brilliant to see it growing year on year.
Now, if you don't know what a tractor run is, it's a large procession of tractors. The drivers and passengers all chip in for the cause. They wave to supporters as they drive along the route. Supporters hopefully give money too. And in this instance, that cause is Yorkshire Air Ambulance. It would be fantastic to see you out this weekend because so much work goes into this event and your Harrogate will be part of it. All thanks to Ripon Farm Services and our main on-air sponsor, Simon Graham Auto Service Centre. So, without further ado, here comes a man who heads up the Knaresborough Tractor Run Committee. His name is Stephen Brown, and I think this is the first time I've recorded a chat for one of these podcasts in a lambing shed. Right, Stephen, by my reckoning, now 13th year that you've done a run, but because of COVID, is this the 12th one?
You're asking me a question now. We'll be coming up that way. 2012 was it, our first one? We've got quite a few under our belt, let's put it that way. Yeah,
did you ever imagine that it would get this big?
No, not at all. Never envisaged this, and we keep saying we've hit our peak and that's that, and people still keep coming out to support us, so we keep saying let's put a run on.
Do you think there'll ever come a point where you yourself as committee chairman will go, right, I'm done, too busy with work, too busy with family life, I'll let somebody else take the reins, as it were?
I have been saying that for a few years, but here I am, still here. I do enjoy what we do. If one of the other committee members wants to stand up and do the job, then I will happily stand down and just be a part of the committee. That's not a problem at all, but we all run as a close-knit group, so it doesn't really matter who does what. We all muck in and get on with the job and do what we do.
Because you've run it for so many years now, does it get easier or even harder to kind of... Because there's that pressure, isn't there, to almost do a few tweaks or make it bigger and better? Or not?
No, it definitely doesn't get easier. There's always more stipulation or you get more recognition and something else pops its head up that you've to sort out. We're now completely... So last year we sort of made the transition to be solely on our own, but this year we are fully independent out of our own right. So, like this year, we've a lot of constitutions and one thing another to write, so that's taken up a lot of time and a lot of policies that needed to be filled and done, so it doesn't get any easier.
And I would imagine all of that you mentioned, that's the bit that people don't realise when the day arrives, how much effort has gone into it.
Yeah, and that's a bit that, don't get me wrong, we have our disagreements in the committee and we have, oh no, I want to do it that way and I want to do it this way, but the end goal is still the same. And yeah, that is what someone turning up on the day wouldn't see, is that the months of planning to go into, we've set up as a CIC, and the paperwork and things involved with that and the rigmarole and backwards and forwards, that's taken months in itself.
And the cost as well, just give us an idea as to putting something like this on.
There was something in the WhatsApp group the other day, and our costs so far for this year, I think around 4,000, with a lot left to go. I mean, the insurance is the biggest killer out of that. It's every corner you turn, there is a cost, but that is what you incur with getting bigger and bigger.
Numbers wise, which we always mention when we have a chat to you, I think last year we were just shy of beating the record, which is it 383?
I think last year was 383 and the year before was 386 off the top of my head. I can't just remember.
But still, of its kind, it's still the biggest one, isn't it?
Yeah, what we can find of like for like, I think, yeah, we are we are still the biggest one. But as numbers go, we're pushing the online entry, which is now open on Ticketyboo. Just type in Knaresborough Track to Run and it should come up on there. Get yourself signed in. And yeah, numbers always, we always worry that, oh, there ain't going to be as many, there won't be as many show up, and people do come and support us still. So I think we've about just over 100 online entries as it stands at the minute, but it never kicks off until the week before anyway.
Yeah, that's it. People suddenly remember and go, oh, yeah, actually. Or, yeah. Or I suppose weather doesn't, I know it matters for those coming out and supporting maybe, but for the participants, providing you've got a cab, it's not too bad.
We've had some pretty rough years and it's not stopped people coming out and supporting us, and we do appreciate you for that. I mean, I think last year was the first year on Ticketyboo, and the week before we had, I think, 25, and we thought, oh God, no one's going to come. No one's going to come, and then everybody does, and you've just got to see what's happening the week before and whatever, you know, everyone has busy lives, and it's, you know, it's a full day out, and like myself, busy lambing at the minute, it, you know, you never know where you're going to be and what you're going to be doing on that day, so that's why we also left entry on the day open. Yes, it's more this year, it's another £5 more, but you know, it still gives you that leeway to come if it's quiet.
Yeah, but the idea is that obviously you save a bit by signing up before. And also, I noticed there's a push on to appeal for more classic tractor owners. What's the idea behind that?
Just the classic tractors are nicest to see. Yeah, we understand the weather isn't as good, and, you know, the likes of, like Paul Graham said the other day, a DAB radio and a phone charger and somewhere where your brew doesn't fall out's good. But as his dad says, there's nothing like the atmosphere on a classic.
And something that, again, I don't think everybody appreciates is the competition element to it amongst those who are participating. There are different classes.
Yeah, so we sort of run classics and vintage and modern day, and that causes, yeah, it just people polishing things up weeks before, and you'll get a Snapchat off somebody, or you'll get a picture sent into the group, and, you know, just a sneak peek of what they're bringing, and they've spent hours on it. And I mean, you know, washing a tractor that's been out in a field and it's fairly muddy is quite a task in itself, but to then set to and polish it and put lights on it, and, you know, some people go and spend a lot of expense on it as well.
Yeah, and again, folk watching might not fully appreciate that, but it is, to sing your praises and everybody else's praises who do it, you've all got busy lives, a lot are farming, and it's money to the charity and obviously time and effort put into getting the machines ready.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's a lot of people we know ourselves that will start maybe on the Friday or even the Saturday night and are up to the early hours polishing or tinkering, getting something running right. And there's a set of lads from Knaresborough that have a lot of old vintage tractors, and they seem to have now made it a competition upon themselves to drag it out on a Saturday night, get it running and bring it on the run. And I don't think they've had one fail yet, but that may change.
There's always that one chance. And Yorkshire YouTuber Joe Seals coming along, I hear, to do some judging.
He is, yeah. We got in touch with him and asked if he would like to be a judge and like to take part. And yeah, he jumped at the chance. And yeah, very worthy cause. And yeah, he's coming up for the day.
And what does it mean to have somebody like that with an online presence to add to obviously the advertising of the event and to hopefully drum up that support?
Yeah, that was, we all sat in a meeting and says we need one of these influencer people, and none of us are really up to date with that sort of thing. And a few of us says, oh, it's Joe Seals on TikTok. And there's, you know, there's a few people out there that are doing a great stint for the farming community. And so we literally got in touch with him, and he was more than happy to come. And that publicity and advertisement is second to none.
Knaresborough Tractor Run, I'm going to be involved in that. I'm going to be judging one of the new modern tractors. Don't ask me to judge the old ones, I've no idea. But yeah, it'd be nice to go along with it. And a few of the lads work for Ripon Farm Services that are running it. So I'm not sure if we've got a John Deere coming or what, but I suppose they're going to help out, and they're going to get me a tractor there to go and do the run with. Mr. B's coming with me as well, which would be fantastic.
It's a good positive day. Everybody I speak to who does it, by far the best element is seeing the kids and the families waving as we go through the different villages. There's all the money raised for the charity, but then there's that serious side where it's really important for people involved in farming getting out and chatting to one another, because it is a very isolated job.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Just getting out and seeing different people and different friends and even chatting about whatever's going on. Oh, I've had this disaster at home and I've had this. And just talking to somebody really, really makes a big difference to mental health. And yeah, if days like this help, then yeah, that's brilliant.
How tough is it in the industry at the moment?
It's not brilliant as like a young person coming into it and starting off on our own. It is challenging and do wonder why we do it at times, very much so. I could probably go out and get a 9 to 5 and earn a lot better living for our family, but yet we still keep muddling away with shape.
Yeah, keeps kind of sucking you back in. There's something there that you enjoy.
When you're bringing new life into the world and everything else, you know, that it's worth it.
With regards to the route, have you had to change much this time around?
We've changed a few bits like we always do every year. There's been a few road closures that we've had to work with and speak with the people in charge of them. A few more traffic lights and things like that we've had to watch out for this time. But as a whole, it's very much similar.
Last year when we pulled down the hill and into Pateley, it got broken up quite a bit. So are things put in place this year to try and keep everybody together?
We're going to try and keep people together more. Pateley High Street is always a tricky one, and obviously we're very mindful that the A59 is shut and people will be coming through Greenhouse. So we're going to run that as a stop-and-go method this time. So you'll just be brought down by two committee members that will they'll take traffic back up with them and bring tractors back down the hill with them, because we're anticipating that will be busier. And if you are on the road on Sunday the 17th, please be aware that, you know, it will be a bit longer and there will be delays.
Yeah, but be patient. It's all for a fantastic cause. And just final message that we always do when it comes around each and every year: why should people get out and why should folk support?
It's just such a brilliant cause, and you always say, oh, I don't need the air ambulance, but you never know when you do. And it may not be your fault, and it's just such a brilliant cause, which, in my opinion, is heavily underfunded. And if we can do anything to help, then it's all good.
This is the Your Harrogate podcast.
Big thanks to Stephen for taking time out in what is an incredibly busy time for him. And you can follow all this weekend's Knaresborough Tractor Run on air and online, and see the route ahead of the day at yourharrogate.co.uk.